Hi and welcome to this module on configuration management. In this module we're going to be looking at the evolving needs of your business, show you some of those familiar management tools and some of the new management tools that have been brought in specifically to manage Windows 10. But let's start off by talking about evolving business needs. If you think about the recent past, the way that we've been working has completely changed. It used to be that everyone would be in the office between 9 and 5 Monday through Friday. Used to be that PCs were connected to the LAN via a cable. Used to be that they were all corporate supplied and managed. And it used to be that there was only one device, probably from one single manufacturer, across the entire business. Used to be that there was an extended operating system or servicing lifecycle that lasted for 3 to 7 years. It also used to be that everything was kept on premises. It used to be that access controls were kept within the organization. Deep management of corporate controls and policies were placed around those machines, and malware was really only deployed as vandalism and not so much as criminal activity in later years. The network perimeter was a viable defense boundary. You could keep everything out of your network perimeter if you wanted to. And it was very likely that you had very vertically integrated devices that were very specific to one task. Now, of course, things have changed. In the more mobile-first, device-first world that we see today, everybody's using their devices all over. They use them at home, at work. We see this blur of work and personal activity. Everybody uses different types of devices. You probably have two or three. I certainly do. I use a laptop, a tablet, a phone, and I can work from anywhere on any network. Corporate and bring your own device types have actually become normal. Many organizations do bring your own device, many don't. Many still just have corporate owned devices, but that mix is actually changing. We see very heterogeneous ecosystems as well. Windows isn't the only operating system. There's also iOS, Android, and Chrome. And that means that the management tooling that is used to manage Windows needs to also be able to manage iOS, Android, and Chrome for that to be useful for your IT department. We have faster upgrade cadences and shorter device life cycles now. Most people expect to replace their devices hopefully within about 12 months. I personally expect to replace my phone probably every 9 months at this point in time. SaaS applications and file sharing services are very commonplace in the cloud today. And access controls move between multiple organizations and span different apps and individuals. We have lighter cloud-based management technologies with fewer controls, but hopefully the right controls. Malware has moved from being something for vandalism and criminal activity to something that is actually used as espionage and weaponry. Everybody must now expect to operate under an assumed breach of the network rather than thinking of the network perimeter as a viable boundary. And we now see dynamically adapting devices that are used for task-based workers. So you can see from this that the world really has changed, and that has meant that we need to make some new choices about the way that we manage our devices inside of our organization. Let's talk about some of those identity and management choices that we're starting to see come up, and some of the new capabilities that we've enabled in Windows 10. First up, let's think about identity choices. Active Directory provides that key identity and security capabilities for your business, but we've extended this with Azure Active Directory, which allows us to take the identity into the cloud. It makes it very easy for you to be able to span control into other organizations in order to be able to create partnerships to enhance your business. We've made it so that both Azure Active Directory and Active Directory on-premises really work together, and Windows 10 can fully leverage the advantages of both types of technology. You might find that Azure Active Directory is really good, for example, in those devices which are more mobile than those that are wired to the Ethernet network inside of your office, where maybe Active Directory is perfect. Azure Active Directory and Active Directory work very well for both organization-owned scenarios. In both cases, the user joins a directory in order to establish trust, and the user signs on using either their Active Directory or Azure Active Directory account. And then Group Policy and System Center are used in an on-premises world to provide access to provide configuration, and in Azure Active Directory, Intune, slash other mobile device management manufacturers, and also Settings Room. In a personally owned world, we again could do either, but it seems to be that Azure Active Directory is probably going to be a place where this is going to work very, very well. So let's talk about some management choices. Well, we've made sure that everything that you already use is going to be well supported with Windows 10. But we've also added advanced MDM support. And we've tried to make it so that the experience is completely consistent across phone and PC. As you saw from the keynote demo, everything that was configured for the PC just worked as well on the phone. That meant that we could join Azure Active Directory. It meant that the MDM policies were deployed to both phone and to PC. We've also made it so that you can use Windows solutions, but you can also use third-party mobile device MDM solutions in order to be able to enable these things. We've also made Windows 10 capable of being provisioned by any configuration tool that you might think you need. You can use MDM, provisioning, EAS, Configuration Manager, and Windows is basically just going to work out what the right policy is to apply on your machine. We've made it so that we have lots of new options in these management choices. We have the ability to use Azure Active Directory and new Azure AD Domain Join. We've added new group policies, advanced group policy management scripting. We've added new MDM policies via the WMI bridge, and we've also provided the initial configuration and provisioning using MDM or using provisioning packages. Windows 10 works with the existing infrastructure, as we've said a couple of times, and let's just drill into what that means. That means that if you have System Center Configuration Manager 2012 or 2012 R2, you can support Windows 10 for management. It also means that you can do Windows 10 deployments. With the next version of ConfigMan, we're going to be able to go even deeper and richer into the management of Windows 10. If you have System Center Configuration Manager 2007, or maybe 2012 R2 or 2012 Windows Server 2012 R2, 2012 or 2008, then we're not going to be able to do the deployments with those particular pieces of technology. And part of that reason is that actually the preferred deployment method for Windows 10 is an in-place deployment, essentially taking the existing operating system and forklifting it up to Windows 10. Microsoft Deployment Toolkit 2013 Update 1 has also been released and fully supports both that moving in place scenario, the bare metal deployment scenario, and supports all of the management capabilities you'd expect to find from MDT in Windows 10. We've added some new group policies inside of Windows 10 to support the Edge browser, to support the next generation credential PIN settings, universal app management, but also we've taken lots of capabilities forward from Windows 8.1 that you may not have seen in action. Things like policy caching, IPv6 support for printers, VPNs, targeting, the ability to be able to have better sign-in optimization for direct access clients, and for things like larger group policy registries. Obviously, the desktop optimization pack has been updated for Windows 10 as well, including AppV for application virtualization, UEV for user environment virtualization, i.e. settings roaming. The Microsoft BitLocker Administration Toolkit has been updated as well. In addition, the Diagnostics and Recovery Toolkit, DART, has been upgraded, and Advanced Group Policy Management has been updated as well to support those new group policies that we mentioned earlier. Let's take a look then at some of these new management tools, because now that we've established that everything that already exists works, let's talk about the new stuff. Specifically, let's dive into MDM. This is the typical MDM life cycle. The first section we see is enrollment, where we want to make sure that devices are provisioned, they have their Azure Active Directory credentials installed, the right protocols are installed. We've also worked very hard to make sure it's very simple to bootstrap this environment. You could, for example, deliver a very simple provisioning package which would set up everything inside of the PC for mobile device management. Or somebody could sign in with their Azure Active Directory credentials and you could automatically provision mobile device management to that machine. When we think about inventory, we want to make sure we're getting that rich hardware information back from our endpoint devices, and that includes things like our IMEI numbers in mobile device cases. We need to make sure that the device security and configuration is exactly as you would expect, and we've extended the set of policies for client certificate management, We've made it possible to manage enterprise Wi-Fi, VPN management, to be able to provision email, and also to be able to push out policies with MDM. When we start thinking about application management, we start thinking about that curated store that we've covered in the apps and browser module. We want to make sure that we're able to take those apps from the store and be able to push them down to devices if required. We've also made it so that Windows 32 applications can be managed through MDM as well. So that means being able to do things like install applications from an MSI file, for example. We've also made it that AppLocker can be controlled from a MDM protocol as well. Additionally, we've added the ability to be able to do full device wipe, remote assistance, and even to be able to remotely lock, pin reset, and find mobile devices. And then finally, we've had to make sure that unenrollment is a really good, simple, seamless process that makes the user understand exactly what's happened and that all of the business capabilities of the device have been removed. So Windows 10 gives us a bunch of different options for enrolling into management. This is the out-of-box experience for a Windows 10 Pro machine. Now, this is exactly what would happen if you walked into your favorite electronics retailer and picked up a device and then turned it on. In this case, we're being asked who owns this PC. And I'm going to say that my organization owns it, because I'm actually intending to expense this PC back to my organization. This is a common device buying scenario that we're starting to see our customers adopt. So in this case, after I've selected that I want to join my organization, I'm going to select that I want to join Azure AD. My next step is to enter my username and my password. My username is my email address, and this allows me access to my Azure Active Directory. We then enroll the PC and apply company policy. And then this is where we start the process of configuring something called Microsoft Passport, which you will have seen inside of the Identity and Security module. Here, when we configure Microsoft Passport, we're turning on the TPM and we're providing it with a PIN that will lock that TPM. In the case that we don't have a TPM in the device, we'll actually create a virtual storage location to store the Microsoft Passport credentials. So, the first thing we're going to do here is we have to actually have multi-factor authentication before we configure this so that we can verify our identity. So, in this case, my phone received a text message with a unique code. I'm now just entering that code on the screen. And then it asks me to set a PIN that will be used just on this PC to secure Microsoft Passport for work. So I'll enter my PIN, and then that completes the out-of-box experience process. When I go into my PC, you'll see that actually my PC was automatically enrolled for mobile device management inside of Settings Work Access. That means that now my IT organization can push down policy, push down applications, remotely find, wipe my device should that be necessary. Let's take a look at this in action. So now let's walk through the workflow of management. Firstly, the client enrolls into the enrollment server over HTTPS. This is then pushed down to the back down to the enrollment client and configured using the configuration service provider capabilities of the operating system. Next, when we want to have something that's managed, the client will push that information up to our enterprise enrollment services, and those configurations will be pushed back down to our machine. Inventory inside of Windows 10 is incredibly important. We're able to inventory lots of information, but not things like Windows 32 applications that were installed by MSI or other executables, which you might be expecting to be able to do through things like System Center Configuration Manager. There are 36 different configuration service providers available for Windows 10, which allow us to configure very wide-ranging things on our device. We can configure our app locker policies, we can configure certificates, find out what the status is of a device. We can use health attestation, which we'll talk about in a few moments, configure Microsoft Passport, which you saw in a few slides ago. We can configure remote wipe, remote find, Windows licensing, which is very cool. We can move from a Pro to an Enterprise license without having to reinstall the operating system, which would have been required previously. Let's talk about provable PC health for a few moments. Mobile device management, in this case, will evaluate the policy for compliance of the device. It'll look at the health attestation to state of the device itself. And then MDM will tell Azure AD about our device health. In this case, our conditional access requests health from Azure AD and then grants or denies that access. This is super useful because what this is actually doing is at the point of connecting to our information, it's working out whether or not my device has met all of the requirements in order to be able to access the information. One cool thing that you probably know that we have added to Windows 10 is the ability to be able to control your updates. So you can now control all of these from mobile device management. That includes the phone and it includes being able to do this on desktops as well. From an application management capabilities point of view, we've made it so that you can install your apps directly from the Windows Store, deploy apps offline and line of business applications, inventory them, and to be able to uninstall and remove them remotely. We've made it so that it's a very consistent experience for deploying apps across the platform. We've made it so that Windows 32 apps can be deployed. We've made it so that apps can be restricted by app locker policies. And we've taken away a lot of those very tricky sideloading requirements that were slightly inconsistent across the platform. We've made it using the Business Store possible to acquire apps in bulk through the store using different licensing options such as purchasing with purchase order, purchasing with volume purchasing agreements. Let's just talk a little bit about what happens with unenrollment. If the unenrollment is initiated by the user, then the account is going to be, they're either going to be able to do that by removing the account from the MDM environment if it's not Azure AD joined. So they'll go into settings, work access, and they'll be able to remove from there. If the user has joined to Azure Active Directory, then removing their account from Azure Active Directory account from the machine will also unenroll them from mobile device management. The same is true if they are removed from the directory. In the case of IT initiating the removal, i.e. a remote wipe, then the IT admin is sent a the IT admin sends the notification from MDM to the device and the device is disconnected. When we do that unenrollment, we remove all the enterprise provisioned information with a single action. So we're going to take away the certificates, the VPNs, the email, and the Wi-Fi profiles, and any apps or application data that is protected by enterprise data protection. If you want to find out more, you can use the resources that are on the screen. Thank you very much for watching.